This painting is called Hotlantis Mechanic. So this painting is 3 feet by 4 feet, spray paint and acrylic on canvas. This painting was still in the midst of me trying to understand what Plus Ultra was about. This is before I had the vision of Jack the Space Dog, but I knew that I was creating this style for something important. My great struggle with this painting was that I both, A, knew what the look was supposed to be, but B, I was not sure what this style was going to be about other than the way I wanted it to impact the structures, the colors, the bending of perspective, and the impact of depth. You can see at the top and bottom, I have two spots that disappear very far away. I have elements on the lower left and upper right that come very close to you, and you can even see the beginnings of some of the structures that feature later in the ancient future technology of the civilization that appears in the Jack the Space Dog universe over and over. So this painting is unfinished. It is unfinished because as I was painting this, this was just after I'd finished the beta version of the Plus Ultra style, I just kind of got stuck. I started adding things just to add them, but without a storyline or without knowing what this place was, it was hard to move forward and develop it the rest of the way. So Jack and Aeon are not in this painting yet, though I have figured out what is going on here. So all of these are three intersecting realities. If you look at the larger structures that come close to you at the bottom and the top, these are spinning helixes that spin around into a toroid or donut-like shape. You're just very close to the split between the two at one intersection. That represents the intertwining of these realities around this interdimensional engine that they have designed. And even the spheres made out of bands flow around the intersection of this donut shape and disappear off into the distances. But in between the splits, everywhere there's a split, if you were to travel around the inside of this donut, you'd be looking into a different reality. Every split where they intersect, even though it spins around, you are looking into a new section of a new reality. And this is sort of the weaving and intertwining in the energy that's produced from the intersecting, like pulling the corners of 1,000 threads together. The intersection at this point, at this toroid point, this weaving together, is where this engine accesses many realities and does its job. So the engine is the spinning toroid sort of pink and blue sections weaving around these banded spheres. That together makes up the engine. The realities, where they intersect, the friction of having multiple existences rub edges together, so to speak, creates a sort of dimensional friction which produces energy. This energy is then harnessed across all of them by these banded spheres, which then harness it and use it. It's not a parasitic sort of use. Energy and matter don't disappear, they just change form. So having the edges of these realities rub against each other is much like the way energy is released when two fault lines move. Nothing disappears, there are some shock waves, but it's non-destructive and they're producing energy out of a place where it would normally just be static and just exist. So it's harnessing it through these uncountable edges slightly rubbing up against each other. This is a representation of Jack and Aeon in a middle dimension between dimensions, between existence and non-existence. And he is here repairing a machine because most of the things that make the ancient future technology of this long-gone civilization really exist between space. So he is here working on this complex machine, and he is getting it working. So he will feature later repairing one of these spheres with rotating rings. So the houses and the temple feature because these spaces have existed so long, much like when a universe is created, eventually sentient life is bound to occur just through entropy and complexity. So what you're seeing is three folded worlds bending around this one space that represents this machine doing a job that this civilization has designed it for. But within this small pocket universe that they've created, it's now existed so long that sentient and intelligent life has begun to exist in what is like a reality for them. So it looks like somewhere where you and I could not exist, but had this always been our reality, the likelihood is life would find a way.